This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
We are live here at Brubaker's in Middletown as part of Darting Across Connecticut. If you don't know what we do, maybe you're new to the show, but most people do. We throw a dart at a map, and wherever it lands, we go there, and we find a cool place to drop anchor and have as many people from the community that we think are interesting on the show. Philip Egner. Is that right?
Yes,
that's okay. Right. Are you an owner?
I'm the manager.
Okay, yeah. Manager. Because your stepmom and your dad bought this. This place was in existence when he took it over, what, almost like 17 years ago or
yes,
something?
Yes, in 2008. Yeah, it was already called Brubaker's. And I think the previous owner, he bought it for his daughter to run it, but then she didn't have interest in it, so they sold it.
And so your dad took it over?
Yes, he took it over. My stepmother, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so just talk about, like, what was it like when they got it and what have they transformed it into?
So when they got it, since, you know, it was like a little bit, you know, the owner who owned it didn't have much passion for it, so he just had someone run it for him. So, you know, it was still a popular breakfast spot, I would say, but he, you know, he brought in new menu items and new employees, and he changed pretty much everything. So,
and he's trained as a chef. Right?
Yes, yeah. My dad was a chef in Austria for all his life. So, yeah.
And then why did he come to the States?
Because he met my stepmother after my parents got divorced in Austria. He met her on a plane ride, actually, to the States.
Wait, so he gets divorced. He's like, I'm moving to America. Then he meets his next wife on the plane ride over to America?
No. he went to the marathon in New York, and he didn't move to the States by himself. He moved here because of her, yeah.
And so your stepmother's artwork is all throughout the restaurant. It's
right.
Really cool stuff. And is it for sale type thing, or is it just for display?
Oh, yeah, it is for sale
okay.
as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really cool. Mm-hmm. And did your passion for food, it just came, is it in the blood type thing, or is it what you always wanted to do?
I mean, maybe. I always saw my dad cook, and he always showed me stuff, so I developed a passion for it very early, you know, and then as I became a teenager, I liked cooking, and, you know, so I figured it might be the right path for me as well.
Did you work in, you worked, like, we're fans of The Bear, and I know you haven't seen it, but you worked in, like, high-end restaurants early
yes.
in your career?
Yeah, I did in Austria. Mm-hmm.
And is it as mean as it seems?
It can be.
Do you have to say yes, chef, and all that stuff? And
No, that's more an American thing.
Okay.
But, yeah, it can be quite, you know, the hierarchy is totally different in fine dining.
So what's it like to downshift to, I mean, you get to make all your own food, which is great.
It's amazing now. You know, the schedule is amazing for breakfast and lunch, but I get out at 2:30.
You get the whole day, so you can have a life, too.
Exactly.
People that are going to come down and say hello today or check it out next time they're in Middletown, you know, let me know a couple of things that are sort of your favorites on the menu.
Sure, yeah. One of my favorites for the breakfast stuff is the Brew Boilermaker. That's really good. It has been one of our staple menu items for a long time. It's a breakfast wrap with roast beef, potatoes, Guinness sauce, caramelized onions, horseradish sauce, and cheddar cheese.
Wow.
Then we also make our own bratwurst. Scratch, we grind our own meat and, you know, stuff the sausage and all that and make
so
our own
you make your
crop.
Own bratwurst here?
Yes, here. Mm-hmm. We also make our own burgers from scratch. We grind our own beef and make our own burgers. And,
wow. Yeah. And the bagels, too. You don't see a lot of places like this make their own bagels, but
right.
you make your own bagels,
yes,
too.
We make our own bagels here, which, you know, we took over because brew bakers always made their own bagels. It used to be Manhattan Bagel back in the day.
Way back in the day.
So we just kept it going because people loved the bagels. And we're like, yeah, why not? You know, we can make bagels.
And you pick, what's today's, we got a, what was the flavor of the day today? It was like some sriracha-y kind of something or other.
It was a pico de gallo with provolone cheese, oregano, and scallion, I think.
Wow. Yeah.
They will sell out pretty quick, so if you want some on, you should
head down now. That's great. We're talking with Philip Egner, who's the manager here at Brew Bakers. It's a family affair, along with his stepmother and dad, who has served the Pope and the Dalai Lama.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, not many people can say that, but there's a picture of John Paul II on the wall, which is crazy and incredible. What about Middletown? Like, how is business? I mean, is it, you know, we know Wesleyan is here, but there's also a pretty healthy, there's like 47,000 people in Middletown. Like, talk about how business is.
Business is really good here, yeah. I mean, it heavily depends on Wesleyan. And, you know, our customer base is pretty much 50-50, 50% regulars, 50%, you know, drop-ins from Wesleyan and stuff. But yeah.
Has it gotten more competitive on Main Street? It just feels like there's a lot of food now. I know O'Rourke's closed, but there's still a lot of, it seems like a lot of food options on the street.
I mean, it is competitive in a way, but everyone gets along, you know, and I think there's enough customers for everyone, so.
What do you like about the town?
Oh, the town is very friendly. They're very open, you know, open-minded. For everything, pretty much. And they're also very supportive, you know. So if you ever need something from them, they're always there to support you.
Yeah, that's good. Wesleyan is an interesting place. My brother and sister both went there, so I've been visiting here since, you know, I was a teenager back in the 80s, and it is a funky place.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is, but it is cool.
It
and
is cool.
You never
yeah.
know what you're going to see or who you're going to meet or or what's going to happen. I'll just tell you that. Well, we're super happy to be here.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, it's awesome, and we love a... like mom and pop places, local businesses, people who put their livelihood on the line to serve other people and make your own food on top of it. It's just awesome. So come down to Brew Bakers right on Main Street in Middletown. Come say hello. We got Bob Cox who's going to chit-chat with us in just a little bit. He's got the leather jacket. love the look. It's phenomenal. And, of course, we'll be here all the way through 9 a.m. this morning. Phil, thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.